1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. A few hours from now, former President Donald Trump will appear before a judge and enter a plea to charges that will be unsealed at that time. ABC's Aaron Katursky is at the courthouse in Lower Manhattan.
The streets around here are all blocked off, but no sign of any of the protesters that Trump had summoned to his arraignment.
The arraignment itself is expected to be very quick. Then it's back to Florida for Mr. Trump. ABC's Rachel Scott is in West Palm Beach with more on the political ramifications of all this.
We know privately that Trump and his team have been strategizing about how to turn this into a political advantage. Even as his motorcade left his Mar-a-Lago estate just yesterday, making its way to the airport, we spotted members of his team, including his own son, Eric Trump, hanging out of the windows of the SUV, capturing with their cell phones and video cameras the Trump supporters that were lining the streets.
The former president's attorney, Joe Tacopino, tells ABC News that Trump will plead not guilty during today's court appearance. This is ABC News. Space company Virgin Orbit, founded by Richard Branson, is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The company laid off most of its employees last week after a failed mission this year and facing more difficulty in raising money for future launches. The company now plans to sell its assets. With the COVID pandemic receding, so are feelings of loneliness among a lot of us. ABC's Mark Remillard has the story.
The survey found 17% of Americans, representing about 44 million people, self-reported feeling significant loneliness. That's down, though, from a 25% high in 2020 and early 2021. Researchers from Gallup say the survey of more than 5,000 adults suggests the transition to a post-COVID pandemic world may be easing mental health challenges for some, especially young and low-income individuals that researchers found were at a higher risk of feeling lonely. Loneliness can negatively affect people's health and has been linked to poorer mental and emotional states.
That's ABC's Mark Remillard. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin reported 10 confirmed tornadoes last week, and now more potential severe weather is on the way. Two rounds of storms expected to roll through Wisconsin tonight into tomorrow. The National Weather Service says the Milwaukee area could see hail and strong winds. Madison and Waukesha also could get hail with winds up to 60 miles an hour. Rain or freezing rain expected in central Wisconsin. Further to the north, a wintry mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain with a second storm system moving in tomorrow. Once that system moves out, Milwaukee and other communities along the lake could end up with an inch and a half of rain. If you suffer with allergies, health officials say this year is ramping up to be worse than last year. Now through May is considered pollen season. Experts recommend closing your windows and changing clothes once inside to help reduce exposure. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote, then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is a wonderful, wonderful woman who has been fighting a battle for a long, long time that many of us have heard a little about, but I don't think really understand the depth of what is going on. And her name is Camilla Reese, and she is out of what part of California are you from, my friend? Camilla?
Yeah.
Yeah, what part of
Can
California?
You hear me?
Yeah, what part of California are you from?
Oh, I'm in Connecticut now.
Oh, Connecticut.
My number looks like California, but I'm a New Yorker originally. Then I lived in California until I got affected by the electromagnetic field.
So listen, you just took the words out of my mouth. The electromagnetic field, electromagnetichealth.org, is a site that you and others have created to address the electromagnetic field. What is the electromagnetic field?
Well, electromagnetic fields are man-made fields that are generated by a computer. They're not the natural fields from nature, although all of nature has a certain energy to it also, but it's more of a subtle energy. These are man-made computer-generated fields that and frequencies that carry information. So it's what is being used today, for radio, for cell towers, for cell phones, for portable phones, for smart meters on your home, for wireless routers, what the wireless routers are transmitting, from the antennas on the utility poles that are going up, and including from the 50,000 plus satellites that are in planning right now to be transmitting these kind of frequencies from space to Earth station, millions of Earth stations in the U.S. that then connect with the other wireless networks. So we're talking about there are also electric fields and magnetic fields, and that's kind of, those are different, but they're all sources of energy that have a power behind them and that have frequencies that they use. So they all differ a little bit, the electric and magnetic fields being the lower end of the electromagnetic spectrum. And what I specialize in is the microwaves, the wireless technologies, which is toward the higher end of the radio frequency band.
So tell us a little bit about your background so we know who you are.
Yeah. Originally, I worked in the financial sector. I worked in investment banking. I was a, corporate executive. And then I got very sick. And I went on this journey that led me to come to learn that I was being impaired by a new neighbor had moved in next door to the apartment in San Francisco where I lived, and they had put a router on the other side of the wall from my pillow. And after about 2 months of this, I became spaced out. I couldn't concentrate. I didn't know the router was there. I didn't know what was the matter with me. Nobody then knew anything about this subject, so I had to figure it out myself, and I did. And so at that time, I mean, there is still no law that says that your neighbor can't put a router on the other side of the wall from your pillow, you know, and it goes, these transmissions go right through the wall.
So for people unless who don't know what a router is, what do you mean by router?
The router is the what people have in their homes when they use wireless. That let's say you have, let's say your connection is through Comcast cable, right, or a cable company, and then the cable box connects to another box in your home that then transmits the information through the air. Through it, so it's over the air transmission of information, whether it's voice, data, whatever. It's many people have, unfortunately, have wireless routers in their home.
Would you say to say probably 75-80% of the American people have that?
Yeah, I don't know the number, but I will tell you that there's an alternative to it that's much, much safer, which is what I use, and that is a hardwired Ethernet cord from the router instead of, and it's got to be a wired-only router, and then it plugs right into your computer, and you can plug it into many computers. You can have it at different locations in your house or office, and it's faster, it's safer, more secure. And it doesn't have any of those electromagnetic fields that are biologically disruptive.
So are you saying that all of us, we're looking at technology and what it's done and changed our lives, and we are engaged with technology throughout 24 hours a day, almost 7 days a week, most of us. And now here you are saying that there's some inherent dangers in those things?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, we published a report. I do my work through the nonprofit in Washington, D.C., called the National Institute for Science, Law, and Public Policy. And we published a report a couple years ago about the history of how we came as a society to champion an inferior technology. It's not only inferior from the health perspective, but it's also inferior from a privacy, energy utilization, reliability, many, many different factors. So 13 different factors that we described or explained why the wired was superior to wireless. And that report's called The Reinventing Wires, The Future of Landlines and Networks. And that explains the mistakes that have been made and the need to correct those mistakes and to start hardwiring everything in our homes and in our communities. But unfortunately, we're on a different trajectory where the antennas are going up on utility poles really quickly. There's something called antenna densification going on, where their goal is to have as many antennas as they can, like every few utility poles.
Yeah. You mean the 5G, no, right?
Well, 4G and 5G.
Yeah, 4G and 5G.
5G needs 4G in order to work, so it's like an additive. 5G is additive to 4G because 4G is still going to be needed for the voice part of it, and 5G will be for the data. And there are different levels of 5G. People use the term 5G, but they're like sort of frequencies that are in the range somewhat comparable to what the 4G is, and then there's you go up higher and higher, and then way up higher, and where they're planning to go, hope to go, is into the millimeter frequency range, and that it just gets more and more dangerous. I mean, 4G is dangerous enough, but you know, the different levels of 5G get to the, you know, a very, very serious level of exposure to us, where, you know, we got to understand our bodies are electromagnetic, right? It's based on energy. We know that our heart is, our brain is, but actually every cell of our body runs on electrons. And so when we're exposed to an unnatural energy source, a power and frequencies, it's disrupting the natural equilibrium and homeostasis and harmony that is supposed to be in our bodies to make us feel well and function well. So all kinds of different symptoms occur that where people are not connecting the dots, like the sleep problem, sleep disorders. 70 million Americans have a sleep disorder. Well, when I go into people's houses with a meter and figure out that there's a high level of the radiation in their bedroom or near their bedroom, and we turn off that router overnight, well, they have the best night's sleep they've had in a decade.
Have you been in my house?
In your house? No.
I'm experiencing that. But go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, it's so common, and yet 70 million Americans, most of them are taking drugs. And the other thing about taking drugs, but not just the drugs to help you sleep, but every kind of drug, is that it's been shown that electromagnetic fields of this kind can either suppress or accelerate drug actions. So your doctor may be prescribing a drug for you for something based on the clinical trials that were done in a steady state controlled environment, and they don't know that your house is filled with wireless or that you got an antenna or a cell tower out the front door. They don't know this, and they or that you're wearing a smartwatch. They don't know this, and they have no idea that the efficacy of that drug for you is going to be changed because of our electromagnetic environment.
So,
how about that?
So let me ask you, because you know people are listening to this, and many may not believe you because they wouldn't possibly believe that our government would allow something of this nature to cause the havoc that it is with the citizens of this country.
Yeah, that's the way I thought too. And I was completely shocked to realize that there is almost 100 years of evidence by our government studies showing at least 80 years. I can point to 80 years going back to the 1940s. The U.S. government efforts, and not to mention the Russians, have also been studying this deeply for a long time. But in 1971, just to give you an example, in 1971, the U.S. Medical Research Institute published a report by a scientist named Zori Glazer, and it reviewed the research, and it reviewed 2,308 studies. And those studies found 132 biological effects, symptoms, and diseases linked to the radiation, the kind that comes out of your cell phone or your wireless router or the cell tower. Some of those things that they found, and this was 1971, so over 50 years ago, half a century ago, were central nervous system effects, metabolic effects, endocrine effects like hormonal effects, vascular disorders, blood disorders, psychological changes, genetic and chromosomal effects, and cognitive effects. And that's just one. In NASA did studies they published reports in 1970, 1972, and 1981. The Defense Intelligence Agency published a report in 1973. The FDA in 1993, the EPA in 1990 and 2002, the U.S. Air Force in 1994, the U.S. Department of Army in 2006.
So, Ms. Reese, if you can hang on a second, we've got to go to a break, and we'll continue the conversation. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. My guest is Camilla Reese. She is with Electromagnetic Health and others. I might throw my phone away after I get done with you. We'll be right back.
Let me go. And now, a special message from Charlie Behrens of the Cripes Cast.
How in the heck are you? It's me, Charlie, here to remind you that on April 4th, there's a huge election going on in Wisconsin. It's for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Now, it's a divided court, so the winner of this election is going to help determine the future of Wisconsin. Be part of that decision. Go to myvote.wi.gov to figure out your polling location and also what ID to bring. Again, myvote.wi.gov. And watch for deer.
Weather brought to you by Wisconsin Cheese and Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop.
Here's a fun treat for your Easter celebration, cherry elk sausage and port wine cheese spread.
You can order them at civicmedia.us/shop.
Part of the proceeds benefit Wisconsin athletic programs.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999 and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
Over on. If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered thunderstorms likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. Highs level off around 39. Northeasterly winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows level off around 39. Cloudy skies. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Highs level off around 58. A mix of clouds and sun. Dry with temperatures a bit below average Thursday and Friday, and highs in the low 40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 34.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
AUKRadio.com.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Our guest is Miss Camilla Reese. She is with Electromagnetic Health. So let me ask you, Miss Reese, there are people who will question your research. And you're going to push back, and I'm sure you're used to getting that. But what do you say to people who think that, you know, that your research is, you know, not up to snuff?
Well, it's not my research. I mean, I was just referencing the U.S. government's research going back decades, you know, their studies. Are we not going to believe those? We've got probably close to 20,000 studies that show biological effects from different kinds of exposures to electromagnetic fields. So the overall message is that this is biologically active. Different frequencies and power levels may create different effects or the same effects, but it's all disrupting our bodies. And so there are many, many reports. The BioInitiative report is one that's tried to summarize a lot of the science. There's a great report by Dr. Ronald Kostoff at Georgia Tech that fairly recent, like 2022, I think, and 2020, gives overviews of these. Martin Paul has done summaries of the science showing how many review studies exist for, you know, showing neurological effects, showing fertility effects, showing cancer effects, et cetera. So there is, you just have to start digging. I didn't believe it either. And, you know, I thought, like you asked, you know, that these wouldn't be on the market if they were harmful. But we have another situation like tobacco, where it took 50 years right. for warning labels to be put on tobacco, or, you know, on cigarettes. So it's unfortunately our regulatory agencies in Washington have been captured by corporations. There is so much lobbying, and so they're not doing the kind of analysis that we should expect of our government. I mean, they have the whole Library of Congress filled with librarians that could really be doing the research. But no, they're just doing what the corporations ask them to do.
So I believe you 100%. I mean, you hear people say, You shouldn't have your phone next to you all the time. Don't sleep with your phone in the room. You hear these people saying that because it's emitting some things. So people are aware that there's something that's not right. But yet it's hard for people to accept, again, that our government has allowed this to happen. So when the pushback for the 5G towers a year or so ago, many different cities and states did not want to see the 5G towers go up. There was many conversations about it and what was taking place, and yet they won because they put the 5G towers up everywhere.
Well, there's a lot of hype, and there's a lot less 5G up today than they led you to believe.
Okay.
Most of what's been going up on these antennas, on these street utility poles and small cell antennas are 4G, but they're eventually going to be 5G. And they've been doing testing of 5G in various cities, but it's been shown that they've really hyped it. That's not to say we shouldn't be concerned about it. And also 4G is seriously bad enough. And, you know, it's still rolling out. And not only that, but, you know, there's this, the whole trajectory of the cell phones, the Internet of Things, you know, in devices in our home where you have your refrigerator with an iPad in it and, you know, it's antennas in your new televisions, all of that, the Internet of Things indoors. Then you got the antennas going up outdoors. Now they're talking about the Internet of Bodies, where there's going to be communication between bodies. They're talking about, there's virtual reality and augmented reality. We're just distorting the quality of life that we deserve to have.
Go ahead.
Yeah, please, go ahead.
No, finish your point.
I was going to tell you about a court case in August of 2021 in the D.C. Circuit Court. It was brought by Environmental Health Trust and Children's Health Defense. And the judge said that the FCC, the issue really comes down to the exposure guidelines. Are they protective or not? And they're not. And so there were over 11,000 pages of information filed in this court case showing that they're not adequate. The guidelines are not adequate and they're not protecting us, and the many reasons why that's the case. So the court said the FCC failed to engage at the level of reasoned decision-making required for a federal agency. They failed to provide an analysis of the evidence showing how it reached its decision to not upgrade its guidelines. The FDA relies on the FCC's information. They were also not using support. They didn't use careful scientific analysis as is required by a federal agency. They said that they did. Okay, so the court said they did not respond to the evidence for electrohypersensitivity, neurological effects, oxidative stress, effects on sperm, prenatal effects, blood-brain barrier damage, their own risk to children, the long-term exposure effects from the pulses and the modulation, the new tech development like 5G, and they didn't respond to the Department of Interior's letter from 2014.
This is the FDA that did not respond. Is that what you're saying?
This is the FCC. They determined the guidelines of what is a safe level of exposure. And so those guidelines are completely inadequate because they're saying now that a certain level of exposure, like that you get out of your cell phone or your router or the cell tower, are adequate to protect you, but they're not. And just to finish up the last point I was going to make, Department of Interior in 2014 said also that these guidelines, these FCC exposure guidelines, were inadequate for wildlife.
So, Ms. Reese, hang on. We've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. My guest is Ms. Camilla Reese, and she is with the Electromagnetic Health. We'll be right back.
Is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. A few hours from now, former President Donald Trump will appear before a judge and enter a plea to charges that will be unsealed at that time. ABC's Aaron Katursky is at the courthouse in Lower Manhattan.
The streets around here are all blocked off, but no sign of any of the protesters that Trump had summoned to his arraignment.
The arraignment itself is expected to be very quick. Then it's back to Florida for Mr. Trump. ABC's Rachel Scott is in West Palm Beach with more on the political ramifications of all this.
We know privately that Trump and his team have been strategizing about how to turn this into a political advantage. Even as his motorcade left his Mar-a-Lago estate just yesterday, making its way to the airport, we spotted members of his team, including his own son, Eric Trump, hanging out of the windows of the SUV, capturing with their cell phones and video cameras.
Oh, now, wait until you pull up to the stop and go light. But when you do, go ahead and save the Civic Media Station to one of your presets. The Christcast with me, Charlie Behrens, and also on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The New York Times calls it the most important election in America this year, and it's happening today. The race for Wisconsin Supreme Court will decide if the state's high court will lean left or right for the next 2 years. There are several other decisions for voters to make, including amending the state constitution to give judges more leeway when setting bail. A special state Senate election could give Republicans a supermajority in the upper chamber. Civic Media's coverage of election returns begins tonight at 8. Wisconsin has a new law aimed at curbing reckless driving. Governor Evers signed a bill into law yesterday that'll let police impound cars for reckless driving if the owner has unpaid fines for reckless driving already. In sports, the Brewers host the Mets tonight. The Bucks are at Washington. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote, then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Bud Tussle is proud to be the major sponsor on Civic Media for the biggest spring election being followed all over America. Bud Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Call today, 877-227-0924.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote, then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Sunshine, blue skies, please go away. A girl has found another and gone away.
All right, welcome back with her to the Early Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Miss Camilla Reese. She is with Electromagnetic Health. And so, you know, let's... And she's talking about, you know, the exposure. Now, we're talking about the exposure that we are receiving, the dangerous exposure to, you know, is it electromagnetic waves and other things?
Yeah, that's what that's the radio frequency is, a kind of electromagnetic wave.
So let me ask you, we see children walking around with these phones, and I mean 5, 6 years old, and maybe parent, that can't be a good thing, right? I mean, as young, in a developing child.
That's right. Actually, it's a great concern. It's been shown that children absorb 2 times the amount of radiation into their brain from these technologies and 10 times the amount in their bone marrow. They're in development, and they're just it's showing effects on their cognitive abilities. Even effects from exposure in utero are showing effects by the time the children reach school age, you know, about 7 years old. They're showing a much 54% higher social and emotional problems at that age than those who weren't exposed in utero. There's a new report out on the effects on children. I want to point out, it came out this February, 2023. It's called Wireless Technologies, Non-Ionizing Electromagnetic Fields and Children, Identifying and Reducing the Health Risks. It's by Dr. Deborah Davis and others. And it's a great summary of what we know about the effects on children. So bottom line is, we have to protect the children, their cognitive function. I mean, not only are they being affected by the social media algorithms, that's a whole nother thing, but the electromagnetic fields, they're not necessary. We can hardwire our home. That's where we have control. And that's what we've got to do, because the regulation is not going to catch, it's got a long way to go before they're protecting us. So we have to take charge of our health and make decisions to support our biological stability, and especially for children. I mean, the addiction, it's not just that people find these technologies convenient, but the electromagnetic fields themselves, according to Dr. Martin Paul, are addicting. They increase endorphins. So if you ever have been at your computer or whatever, or on your phone, and you just can't seem to pull yourself away, that's very common. And it's because, partly because it's information may be interesting, but also because it's addicting.
Ms. Reese, hang on a second. Let's bring on Jackie from Milwaukee. Hey, thank you very much for the call, Jackie. You say what?
Good morning, Al. Good morning, Camilla. I am one of the people affected very horribly by wireless. I have no cell phone, nothing wireless in my house except for the smart meters that they force on your house, or else they'll shut off your power. So I'm out the door in the morning. I don't come home till 10. I try to sleep. I mean, I fry all night long. I get nerve pain. My brain goes into a spasm. My heart goes crazy. I read how wireless can cause autonomic neuropathy, which I did develop. Isn't there something we can do to stop this? Because shouldn't you be safe in your own home? Is there no precautionary principle?
Thank you very much for the call, Jackie.
Especially when they put the smart meters on the homes, because you can hardwire your router and not use wireless technologies, but if there's a smart meter on your home, you've got a problem unless you shield. And you can shield, you can reflect those transmissions outward from the home, you know, put some metal, sheet metal or something on the inside of the house behind the smart meter. That can help. It also creates dirty electricity on electrical wiring, and you can use their filters that you can use to minimize that. But for your body, I don't know if you've tried things like magnesium and melatonin and things like that to help you sleep. But that might be something to look into. Vitamin D also is recommended by Dr. Martin Paul, for people who have electrohypersensitivity. But undoubtedly, removing yourself from the source of the problem is really the answer. And I had to do it. I've had to move a couple different times, and expect I will in the future too. But you know, you just got to make sure you live in a place that is allowing your body to rest and repair. There's a research study from Brazil in Belo Horizonte, Brazil, that showed that those people who live within There was a 35% higher death rate in people that live within 100 meters of a tower compared to those that lived over 1,000 meters away. So, and there's lots of other research that shows within 300, 400 meters, you have higher levels of cancer and neurological problems. So you really have to find out what's in your environment. And there's a database where you can look up the towers called antennasearch.com. And you want to just make your home, you know, just clean it up. And I don't know what to say about your smart meter, but, you know, they're continuing to roll them out. And yet, there were a lot of them were underwritten early on by the Obama stimulus funding, and when they promised all kinds of different things. And so the communities put these meters in. But there was a report that came out recently that showed that 97% of the smart meters failed to provide the promised customer benefits that they were going to. So the meter issue that utilities get paid based on their guaranteed return on their capital investment. So their motivation is to keep spending money on capital equipment. That's their motivation.
You know. And, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I think that it is the danger, inherent danger in this is the American people not believing it. And I'm sure that they think that this is just pie in the sky, but I believe it 100% that this is occurring. And so the fact that there are people who think that, you know, what you are saying is not real, I don't know how you begin to get people who see. You know something's going on, right? I mean, you know that radiation is everywhere. And clearly when you've got a phone up to your ear, you're on your laptop or your desktop or your what's the other thing? Tablet, that can't be good for you. I mean, it took me a long time to finally accept these things. I fought it for at least 10 years. I did not fool with computers or the cell phones or any of those things. But then when I, because I do radio, now I'm all in on those things. But trust me, I'm not, you know, unmindful of the fact that there's some stuff that's not right. And I would say this, as a guy who's, you know, on the other side of my life expectancy, you know, it's different. Can you imagine the young people who are going to their entire lives be exposed to this? These things didn't come into my life until I was over 50 years old. So it's been over you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yep, it's a big, big risk that we're taking. I mean, we're already seeing the children are being diagnosed with something called digital dementia. They're already being impaired now. But what are the long-term cumulative effects? All the effects are additive. Also, like the research that I mentioned, the government research that was done over 50 years ago, these were controlled environments with limited exposures. Today's environment is totally different, where we have exposures coming from all different directions. And so, you know, they're additive exposures, they're cumulative effects, and you're right, the risk to children is the most serious. The brain effects of, you know, the cognitive effects to children that are already showing. I mean, there's a great increase in chronic illness in children, increase in psychotropic medication use, increase in disabilities in children. The number since 1990, when you look at the number, the growth in all kinds of diseases, not just for children, but for adults as well, since 1990, when all this technology started rolling out, they have been just growing off the charts. And the number of neurological deaths, cardiac problems, cancers, it's pretty obvious. There's so much information, I mean, out there that if people just want to just start to look, they'll find it. And I, by the way, I have another website that's called Manhattan Neighbors for Safer Telecommunications. It's got a lot of very recent interviews with top scientists. And, you know, the information is there. Right now, I've spent 15 years educating people about these risks. And back then, there were only 8 activists in the United States. Now there are hundreds of activist groups in every state that are sharing this information and going in front of their city councils and fighting cell towers. And, you know, so it's now a legal issue. The public awareness is growing. It's all across the country. And there's so much resistance,
money. Well, the resistance is money. And
well, I think beyond that, actually, Earl, okay. I think that there's got to be another reason for the huge rush to roll out these antennas that are basically surveillance devices as well. And because nothing can explain the need for this huge rush to put up all these antennas and to put up 5G. 5G doesn't improve our internet service. The core of the internet is fiber. And so this is not something that's really value to us, but it's value to somebody. And so it's going to allow faster data transmission and heading in the direction which they want to go, which is called network virtualization, where everything is communicating at all times and real, you know, guided by artificial intelligence and heading in the transhumanism direction.
So this is Big Brother.
Times, I think so.
Times a million,
and military.
Right?
The military is using 5G, too. There are many benefits to the military. I think there are many other reasons besides money, actually. I think there's strategic reasons going on, and we have to stop it because it is going to destroy life as we know it.
You know, Ms. Reese, you know, I got a broad audience, and I know they're listening, and they're always inquisitive about things, and the fact that, you know, they are not calling right now tells me that they're at least giving it some thought. Right? I mean, prior to you coming on, probably never gave it any thought. People probably never gave this any thought. This is the new world, and this is what, you know, those of us who've been around a while, this is the new world. And so, you know, this is what we're going to do. We're not going back, right? We're not going back to the horse and buggy, you know, because the car works so well.
But we cannot. Not to the horse and buggy, but we can have advanced telecommunications in a safe manner if we use fiber to the premises instead of wireless. It's as simple as that. And people who want to know more, they can read our report called Reinventing Wires, the Future of Landlines and Networks. There's a way to do it that's even better than what we're doing today.
So hang
that
on.
Will bring.
Hang on. We've got to go one more break. Thank you very much for hanging on. Ms. Camilla Reese, she's with Electromagnetic Health. And what's the other site?
ManhattanNeighbors.org. Neighbors for Safe Telecommunications.
We'll be right back.
Let it rain. Let it rain.
The stakes couldn't be higher when it comes to the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
We can't have an extremist like Dan Kelly on the court.
Kelly wants abortion banned, even in cases of rape, incest, and the health of the mother.
Kelly supports Wisconsin's 1849 criminal abortion ban.
That law strips women of our freedom to make our own decisions on abortion.
But that's not all.
Kelly is a MAGA Republican who's been endorsed by Donald Trump himself. Take a listen.
Go vote for Justice Daniel Kelly to defend the rule of law.
Extremist Dan Kelly was paid more than $100,000 by the Republican Party in the last 3 years.
He advised hardcore MAGA Republicans on their scheme to overturn the 2020 election results.
On the court, Kelly could take away our voting rights
and women's rights.
Do you want a radical like that on the Supreme Court? Dan Kelly is too extreme.
Dan Kelly is too extreme.
He doesn't care about us.
Paid for by Janet for Justice.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered thunderstorms likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. Highs level off around 39, northeasterly winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows level off around 39. Cloudy skies. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Highs level off around 58. A mix of clouds and sun. Dry with temperatures a bit below average Thursday and Friday. And highs in the low 40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 34.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary. For us to find common ground. Civic Media.
Radio.com.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Miss Camilla Reese. Let's go to the phone lines and Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning, Bill. How you doing?
Hey, great, Earl. But I've got something really unusual today, so I'll take it nice and slow. I just want to hear your thoughts and even if we can do it. I was going to talk to your screener about it first, but I don't think it's going to offend anybody what I'm going to say.
So, let me ask you, is it dealing with this topic?
No, it's not.
Okay,
it's
so, Bill, let me say this. Leave your number, and you and I will talk after the show. Okay?
Okay, sure.
All right, thank you very much.
Who do I leave it with?
Leave it with Calvin. Just hang on.
Let me talk.
He'll give it to you. All right, let's go to Dan from Racine. Hey, Dan, how you doing? You say what, sir?
Fantastic. What a fantastic subject. I'm an amateur radio operator, and we've been complaining about this and warning about this for decades, absolute decades. Any amateur radio operator can get an experimental license for an operating frequency for the government to see what can be done with that frequency. Back in the mid-90s, when guys were experimenting with 900 megahertz and 1.2 gig, every one of those guys died within 5 to 10 years of some kind of strange type of cancer. Not one of them were able to complete a study that was safe to human exposure. It is absolutely disgraceful that now I, as an amateur radio operator, have to follow a certain guideline for RF exposure to my neighbors or my community, but yet a Wi-Fi company doesn't have to do that, and a cell phone company doesn't have to do that. I cannot even use a cell phone because I have a brain tumor.
So let's let Ms. Reese respond. Ms. Reese?
Yeah. I'm very sorry to hear that you have a brain tumor. And I certainly understand why, radio operators, ham radio operators would be exposed. And I'm really sorry to hear about your colleagues dying, in 5 to 10 years with strange cancers. This is not surprising to me. Actually, the team in Sweden that developed the cell phone technology originally, almost all of them are disabled, and the lead guy, he's so electrically sensitive that he has to wear the equivalent of a moon suit to be able to go to work, to be able to go out in modern life, and to be able to go to his job. And with regard to cancers and brain tumors, you'll hear people say that, well, if there was such a problem with cell phones, the brain tumors would be going up higher. And the truth is that if you look at the region of the head where people use the cell phone, like where they place it against the frontal and temporal lobe, those, that area has been going up dramatically and, in fact, are the worst types of tumors, the glioblastoma multiforme. And I don't know, what kind of brain tumor do you have?
Dan?
Yeah, I have a pituitary tumor.
Greatly increasing also, as are the acoustic neuromas on the hearing nerve. I have a friend who had to have one of those removed and lost his hearing in that ear, and that was from constant use of a cell phone as an antique dealer. And so the brain tumors are going up, all different kinds of them. And so the smartest thing to do is to not use it, the phone, against your head, to always use it on a speakerphone or and put the speakerphone on a table. Don't even hold it on your hand, in your hand. And you could use ear and, you know, a headset, but don't use those earbuds that go right in, that are especially the wireless ones, that go right into your ear, because that's adding a whole nother level of wireless.
So, Ms. Reese, hang on. Hey, Dan, thank you. I promise you we'll have her back on, and you'll be able to get more information from her. But we're up against the clock. Let's go to Karina. Hey, Karina, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Well, I absolutely agree with everything. And I've been saying, because I work for healthcare, I was trying to explain to my friends, and they are getting weirdest, some of them getting weirdest cancers, that the human body is practically 80% liquid. Having any electronical devices on your body is using you as an antenna 24/7. All of it going through your body, every little cell in your body is conducting and transmitting some sort of electrical field. And it is not good, because we haven't been done to our body anything like that, and it cannot be possibly great. There is also, I want to agree, that the speed of 5G's appearing on our streets, on our municipal water, it stands right on the water.
So, Corinna, I'm sorry, but we're running out of time. Thank you very much. We're going to definitely have her back. Let's go to Eric from Tulsa. Eric, quickly.
Hi, I just wanted to, I had a question for the guest. I used to travel a lot on airplanes, and I used to think about when cell phones would be turned on and transmitted in airplanes, you're basically trapped within this little tube. And I was wondering if there was any detrimental impacts or any studies on the impact of people using their phones and wireless on airplanes. Thank you.
And I've actually measured on airplanes, and I always try to find flights that don't have wireless. Ideally, you don't want to be bathed in wireless for the whole flight. But even if it didn't have wireless, and when you land, they say you can use your cell phone, you're in a metal container, just like when you're in a car. And the reflections, not only do you have a lot of people there turning on their cell phone, but you've got reflections against the metal that's amplifying the exposures. So it is not good, but fortunately, you know, you get out of the plane pretty quickly after you land. So,
Ms. Reese, I have to say that we haven't even scratched the surface. I would love to extend an invitation for you to join us again soon. Will you accept that?
Sure.
All right. So I'll get in touch with you after the show. Thank you very much. We've got to go. Really appreciate it. When we come back, we will be joined by a horrible condition called lupus, and we'll be back. 844-967-2789. Be right back. Thank you, Ms. Reese.
You're very welcome. And adore. In other words,
you.
Reflect Tussle is proud to be the major sponsor on Civic Media for the biggest spring election being followed all over America. Buck Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Call today, 877-227-0924.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.